Afri Art Fashion Show. Malish Emmanuel Bridges Heritage and Modernity in Leather Crafts. Article Views, 830. Malish Emmanuel is a budding artist and fashion enthusiast from Koboko and currently living in Gulu, Uganda. His creative journey began in his hometown of Koboko, where his artistic talent blossomed at a young age. From crafting toy cars to molding ceramic pieces, Malish's love for art was undeniable. This passion eventually led him to establish Dibana Creative Arts, a platform showcasing his diverse artistic expression in fashion, painting, crafts, and ceramics. Malish comes from a family of 7 children, with his father, a reverend, and mother, a housewife, residing in Koboko. His upbringing instilled in him strong values and a deep appreciation for community. This sense of community is evident in his artistic endeavors, as he strives to empower and collaborate with others. He holds a diploma in art and design from Michelangelo College of Creative Arts in Kisubi. Here, he majored in craftwork and painting, honing his skills and refining his artistic vision. While studying at Michelangelo, Malish discovered a newfound passion for leatherwork, a medium that resonated with his culture and heritage. Malish's work experience includes holding a role as an assistant art director at Artisan Global, a nonprofit organization in Gulu. This role allowed him to connect with fellow artists, organize community art exhibitions and workshops, and contribute to the organization's mission of empowering artisans through skills development and market exposure. The experience at Artisan Global further solidified Malish's commitment to using art as a tool for social good. Malish's artistic expression is not merely about creating beautiful objects, it's about preserving cultural heritage and storytelling. Malish Emmanuel holding one of the hide bags that he makes. Recent collection. Malish's recent product collection is called the Heritage Purse. It is inspired by the Kakwa people of northern Uganda, who traditionally used animal skins for clothing, musical instruments, and home decorations. Says Malish, this collection celebrates their harmony with nature and artistic ingenuity. These skins, rich in texture, patterns, and durability, were central to their identity and culture, shaping their way of life. The heritage bag, which is one of the products in the collection, is made from the finest goat skin, preserves the natural fur, and reflects the artistry passed down through generations. One of Malish Emmanuel's heritage bags made out of goat skin. The heritage bag is more than an accessory, it's a connection to the past and a celebration of Kakwa craftsmanship, and other African tribes that used animal skins in their daily lives. Functional and symbolic, it reminds us of the role animal skins played in shaping culture and identity, offering a piece of history for the modern world. Crafted from the finest goat skin, reflects the artistry passed down through generations and serves as a connection to the past. Global collaboration. Malish has been lucky to collaborate with a US-based brand called Mu as a designer and product developer. This collaboration exposed him to new materials like cow horns, which he now considers incorporating into his future designs. The collaboration also highlighted the challenges of working with limited resources, as Malish had to spend significant time experimenting to determine the best way to utilize new materials. How sustainable is Malish's work? As a painter, he repurposes leftover plastic containers, incorporating them into his bag designs. Malish has crafted one of the travel bags, with all sides including the top and bottom crafted from plastic waste. Through this approach, he aims to combine creativity with environmental conservation. A beautiful lady's bag made of goatskin crafted by Malish Emmanuel. Giving back to the community. He conducts free workshops, training young people in various craft skills. These workshops not only empower individuals but also foster a sense of community and cultural preservation. However, the financial burden of facilitating these workshops remains a challenge that Malish hopes to overcome in the future. When asked about his perspective on the Ugandan art and fashion industry, Malish recognizes that Uganda's leather industry has the potential to thrive even if it's currently dominated by imported products. He envisions his Dibana Creative Arts as a trusted brand creating locally made leather products that celebrate Uganda's cultural heritage. He also highlights that there is still a need for platforms that offer opportunities to Ugandan artisans to showcase their products on a global stage. Did you enjoy this story? Share it.